Okay, but now we do some meditation. So if you'd like to close your eyes and get yourself into the zone. I was talking about the zone to the monks a few days ago. I've known some high performance musicians, gymnasts, people who they tell me they train. But when they perform in front of a big crowd, they forget everything. The mind gets very peaceful. And they get into what they call the zone. And just the dance, the music which they play, or even their gymnastic routine just comes out perfectly. They don't try. They don't think about it. They don't judge it. They just do it. Or rather, it does itself. And I try and do that whenever I meditate and also when I give talks. You sit there, I've done this so many times, my body and mind know what to do. The first thing is just get my body into the zone, which is really relaxed. And sometimes I've got to check that it's really relaxed. I don't look, I don't notice. So I check my feet. I have very healthy feet these days. Very healthy ankles, lower legs. And I just look at them, I can sense how they are. This is my job, to sense and to relax them more than they are now. And I can always do that. I notice the feelings in my lower legs. And by trial and error, I soon learn how to have the whole area of my lower legs so that nothing is being pulled or stretched, nothing is being squashed. Everything is loose and free. Sometimes I imagine that my lower legs are soaking in a warm bath of water. And just any tightness, tension, aches, stresses and strains allow the whole of my lower legs, including my toes, to relax to the max. Just imagining they're in a tub of warm water. Because a lot of time in life we stress ourselves trying to protect ourselves. Now there's no protection needed. We can let things be loose and allow our lower legs to get into that wonderful zone of peace and comfort and no tightness. Everything is loose, which allows the healing properties of the body to do their job. I'm going to go past the lower legs to the knees and the thighs. I'm just checking how my knees feel right now. When you practice this mindfulness together with kindfulness, you soon get to know your own body. You know how it is, and if there's anything a little bit wrong with it, I won't say wrong, but different, then you can know that pretty quickly and sometimes take measures to heal that part of the body. Look at my knees and my thighs. They're fine. They feel really comfortable right now. And then you go to your butt. Very easy to feel the butt because there's pressure from the weight of my body on the butt and onto the cushion. And all I do is to make sure that feeling is evenly spaced over the butt. And then past the butt, go to my waist. And you can try just what I do, like stretching my waist. It kind of feels good. And then I just let go. I actually do that stretching of the back and the squashing of the waist. But then I just let go. Stop putting any force onto my posture. And let it become natural. It's the natural part of this process, which is what we call like being in the zone. Everything becomes peaceful and nice. And then from that, I go up my body, scanning upwards. And as I scan up my body, as I go higher and higher up the body, if I feel anything which is a bit tight or tense in my digestive tract, just below my stomach, is a little bit tense right now. Don't know why. But when I feel that, I know exactly what to do. I don't try and get rid of those feelings. I don't even try and change them. I embrace them. The door of my body is open to you, feelings. When I don't tense up at anything which is a slightly bit uncomfortable, you fulfill the job of relaxation. You're not holding anything tight. You're not squashing it. You're not trying to quarantine it. You're just letting it be. And the rest of the body tends to help it heal. And I go further up my body, past my lungs and my heart, all those areas of my body. I'm just kind to them, respecting them. It has an effect. The effect is even my heart and my lungs tend to feel at ease. Keep on going up my body. There's a little bit of tension in my back. Just focus on it. And just imagine it relaxing. Sometimes I imagine things expanding, loosening, like loosening guitar strings until they're so loose that you can touch them and they don't make any noise. Going down my arms, past my elbows, they're in good shape right now, to my hands, and just as an exercise in kindness, I just ask my fingers how they want to be. They wanted to be moved, so I moved them. You're not being a control freak. You're regarding all these parts of your body as a very good friend. I'm friends to my fingers. I'm friends to my shoulders. I ask them what they need. And to the best of my skill, I give them what they need. And they always respond by relaxing for me. And up to my neck. I've always noticed too, you know, sometimes people's head is too far forward or too far back or to the left or the right. I move my head at this time. Move it left, right, forward, back, until it gets to a point where it's balanced. After a while, your mindfulness knows that position. Then I can leave my head alone. The last thing I do is to check the muscles around the eyes and the mouth, forehead and nose as well. Those are the main ones, because those are the ones which tell me that there's some, if they're tight, there's some emotional baggage there which I'm dealing with. But when they're all relaxed, even my emotional world gets more relaxed too. everything feels free. Even my face gets in the zone of emotional relaxation. Why not? And I stay with that feeling a few moments. I do this because I know what's coming next. It only takes a few seconds. Here it comes. I feel this relaxation, the pleasure of relaxation, just coming through my body. It started at my legs. It's going up to the torso. I don't know if anybody else feels this, but when you are relaxed and you appreciate it, there's a joy there, a pleasure. And that pleasure makes my body more relaxed. Same when my mind gets still, it gets beautiful. This is where I try to encourage people to develop these happy meditations. They're totally positive and they take you deeper into stillness and wisdom. And then it's time to let go of the body. So I start choosing an object of my mind to be aware of. It's a very easy object and I find it the most useful. I ask myself, am I peaceful or not? How peaceful? A number from 1 to 5. 5 really peaceful, 1 agitated. You can do it the other way around if you wish. Once I can see peace, and this is just like a skillful means, a little trick to make it interesting for you, how peaceful are you? And then I know the cause of peace. And I implement that cause to see if the amount of peace which I'm experiencing in this moment gets even more peaceful. There's 2 things which I notice. Time makes me agitated. How many more minutes is this meditation going on for? What happened earlier? Please, you can be free of time. Just get out of the prison. Open the cell doors which time closes you in with. All you have is this present moment. That's all you need. This beautiful zone of now. All you can perceive is this moment. In the past looks like a distant memory. In the future, you know this, you can prove it for yourself. The more you stay in the present moment now, the more you realize that right now is where your future is being made. This is the only time you can do anything about it. So when you're in the present moment, you create the best futures. And the other thing, which I notice is an obstacle to peace, is all the words and the talking, the measurement and trying to describe things. It's beautiful when you don't have to describe anything. You just know. Know this moment in silence. Then you're getting into the zone of meditation. Stay there long enough. Meditation, the mindfulness grows in power. You don't do anything. You just enjoy stillness, silence, peace.